This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 6:43 in the evening and you're listening to Lynn and Kelvin. Again, if you have any thoughts you'd like to share on the subject of vegans or for that matter on government grants and your access to them, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. But in the meantime, we're going to be following up on a conversation that we had yesterday about that banned comic book. I keep saying it's the last time I'm going to say this title because I do not love it, but here I am again. It's called the Belt and Road Initiative for Win-Winism. So today, a Malaysian Insight report has said that there are many within and outside DAP who want the party to cut off all ties with Hugh Kuan Yew. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today. Really, the impact that this has had on DAP, because they have been in the headlines recently. And I wouldn't say necessarily in a very positive way at all.
Yeah, so sources the portal spoke to said that the grassroots feel that the controversy has thrown the party into chaos and are upset with some party leaders who continue to defend Hugh.
Yeah.
And just today, Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon Yao said that the Home Ministry was too quick to ban the book. He said the authorities should have looked into the actual intent behind publishing the book.
Yeah, and you know, this is a very Penang heavy story in many ways, because even the publication of the book, the publishers of the book, it's all based in Penang. So I think that kind of that link makes sense. But you know, despite DAP separating itself from the book, and again a reminder that like Hugh Kuan Yew is actually somebody who was a former party member, not current. The link is nevertheless there. It's pretty tight because of DAP Secretary General Lim Guan Eng's foreword. In the meantime, of course, DAP has also been in the spotlight for other controversies. A recent incident saw some of its lawmakers arrested over alleged links to the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam.
So I think the party is in a bit of a tight spot. Back in August, you know, party stalwart Lim Kit Siang, you know, in an internal memo to DAP MPs and state adjuns to consult the party leadership over their grievances with other Harapan components. Of course, that was when the tit for tat was happening between DAP as well as other Pakatan Harapan component parties, where they were sort of arguing with each other, criticizing each other publicly.
Yeah, and I think in this case, DAP also has some legacy issues, you know, in terms of public perception about what the party is about what the party stands for. And this just doesn't look good. I mean, we've been talking about it in terms of propaganda and how it serves as propaganda for China. But I think it's also worth looking at it in terms of damage control here in Malaysia. You know, how it has affected the way we talk about or the way we think about the parties within the ruling coalition. So that's going to be our focus. If you would like to share your thoughts on whether this comic book controversy and others have affected how you viewed DAP, how you viewed what's going on in terms of the internal squabbles, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're crossing over to Dr. Oh Ee Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Ee Sun, thank you for joining us. So there is this viewpoint, right, among certain groups which sees DAP as pro-China, pro-communist. And, you know, this whole comic book incident could be seen as yet more evidence for that viewpoint. Could you take us through that perspective and where it's coming from?
Well, I think traditionally, especially the conservative Malays, there's this perception that DAP was quote-unquote pro-communist. And that perhaps is because, they confuse communism with socialism. DAP is what we call a social democratic party, or even a socialist party, but certainly not a communist party. I mean, DAP is a member of the Socialist International, which is a global movement or coalition of all the social democratic parties in the world. But in our local context, because last time we had a communist insurgency, so a party like that, especially among the conservative Malays, they are perceived to be very pro-communist. But that is, of course, untrue, because DAP, just like any other political party in this country, they are, of course, do not stand for communism. They do stand for social democratic practices, such as the Malaysia for Malaysians slogan and so on. But the pro-China so-called pro-China impression, on the other hand, is a relatively new one. Previously, I think during the last administration, for example, it was MCA, which was rather pro-China, you know, promoting all these Belt and Road initiatives and so on. And now that DAP is you know, part of the ruling coalition, and China is our largest trading partner, so it's natural that people would at least pay lip service to the Belt and Road initiative and you know, like even our prime minister and so on would say Belt and Road initiative is something beneficial to Malaysia. So the certain elements in DAP, of course, would like to promote it. And of course, then certain other elements, I think, is still mainly this sort of conservative Malays that we see that has been pro-China and labeling DAP as such. Yeah.
So the reactions to this incident and the comic book itself have been divided. Some think of it as a storm in a teacup, while others see it as an attempt to influence young minds with propaganda. What's your take on it?
Well, I think at any one point there will be a lot of books, textbooks and so on promoting this and that agenda, including those books that are either being used or read in school. But of course, nowadays, DAP is everybody's target. I think mainly because DAP won a lot of seats in the last election. And thereby, it invites, of course, naturally, the envy of the opposition parties. You know, for example, now, let's say UMNO, they have approximately the same number of seats as DAP, which for a lot of people in UMNO, that's very difficult to stomach. That's why you see a lot of UMNO people are taking advantage of what is happening now regarding the comic books and attack DAP as such. On the other hand, there are also coalition partners of DAP, which perhaps, again, feel uneasy about DAP having so many seats, and perhaps some other coalition partners that don't have so many seats. So also those coalition partners are taking advantage of this to attack DAP. And even within DAP itself, I think it's quite divided because well, you have, for example, the more, shall we say, English-educated faction in DAP and the more Chinese-educated faction. The Chinese-educated faction, of course, would feel quite okay with this. Some of these English-educated ones, including, I think, at least from what I saw, at least one minister, you know, also coming out to condemn this. I mean, sorry, not minister, deputy minister also coming out to condemn this. So, it's just that the political scenario now at the moment is very fragmented, and it's everybody for himself or herself or themselves trying to score as many political points as possible, taking advantage of whatever situation that they could get their hands on. Yeah.
Fair enough. And when it comes to this idea of the comic book and propaganda, do you see an element of soft power here on the part of China?
Well, if you think that it's something which China instigated, I don't think so. I think this is a comic book which is a private initiative and so on. Would China approve of it? Well, I mean, it's about Belt and Road, right? I think at some point it must have seen it's something quite nice because it's about Belt and Road, which suits their regional development policy and so on. So, it's inevitable that China will project its soft power in this part of the world because it is the world's second largest economy and one of the major powers of the world. We just have to deal with that, yeah.
Now, with the controversy this comic book has caused, the ruling government seems to have some difficulty distancing themselves from it, especially with Lim Guan Eng's foreword, and there being a photograph of Tun Mahathir handing a copy to President Xi. What effect has this had?
I frankly don't see why the present government should distance itself from the book, except perhaps to score some political points, because there is by-election coming up, And in this by election, I think Malay votes will be very important because I think Chinese votes are in the Tanjung PI by election. I think the Chinese votes are what I would call very coy because a lot of Chinese, I think they are quite disappointed with the new government in terms of its policy with vis-a-vis the Chinese community. On the other hand, of course, they are not willing to vote for the extremely racist UMNO and the extremely religious past, right? So I think a lot of Chinese voters will stay home. So then what would you have? You have the Malay voters coming out, right? So the Malay voters are where a lot of, both sides are trying to capture in the by-election. Would this episode have anything to do with that? Or I think the listeners have to decide for themselves.
So how do you see DAP coming out of this, especially right now when there are other controversies like the alleged LTTE affiliations and then Ronnie Liu's criticism of Tun Mahathir?
You see, just like I fly a lot and I have taken many airlines. I've seen some airlines that developed from the initial stage and then they became bigger and bigger, right? And during the process of becoming bigger and bigger, typically, they will encounter a lot of problems like delay, sometimes cancellation of flights, and so on. I see DAP as going through a similar phase. You know, it used to be an opposition party. Now, it's one of the major ruling parties in this country. And as such, it is going through a lot of difficulties, one of which I think is they have to do some sort of soul searching as to be what is the real nature or the real philosophy, political philosophy of the party. Because it would appear that they are a socialist party, a social democratic party, and they pursue this Malaysia for Malaysians policies, which means Malaysia is for all races equally and so on. But the reality is, of course, they derive most of their supports from the Chinese and to a lesser extent Indian communities with the Malay support at a distant third or even fourth. So they over the past few years, even before they became part of the government, they have worked very hard to capture, for example, the Malay votes. They're trying to pursue the Malay votes because in their view, that suits their philosophy, how they want their party to be. So as a result, sometimes you see a lot of different and sometimes even mutually contradictory things are happening which are somewhat related, or at least people relate them to DAP. As I mentioned before, this non-recognition of UEC, the Chinese would pin the blame on DAP, right? Or the attempt to introduce cut teaching in Chinese schools, the Chinese would pin the blame on DAP. On the other hand, some DAP leaders are arrested for alleged connections to LTTE, which is classified as a terrorist organization and so on. And then DAP will still go ahead and try to capture the Malay votes, which invites the envies of many other coalition partners, which perhaps had the same aim and so on. So it is trying to do a lot of things at any one time. And sometimes some of these things are mutually contradictory. And the net result is, they are in danger of losing their core support because of that. So they really have to do some sort of soul searching as to where are their real strengths, where are their real weaknesses, and try to buttress their strengths and minimize their weaknesses. Yeah. Of course, it's not easy.
Yeah. Ihsan, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Oh Ihsan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, weighing in, I think, primarily really on DAP, because We've seen them in the news recently for a few, I suppose, controversies, and most recently, of course, to do with the comic book. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on that. First, we have this message from Wing Hong, who says, the China Communist Party's relationship with the previous government has been established long ago. It may surprise a lot of people on the new depth of ties between the new government and the CCP, particularly DAP. But with the rise of China and deepening ties with governments is inevitable. Most importantly is to maintain the sovereignty of the nation without being used by rent-seeking arbitrages, even political parties.
And that's true, right? I think when it's a bit disingenuous when Boris Sun perhaps tries to disassociate themselves from the ties with China, because they had been actively building those connections from the first place anyway.
Belt and Road.
Yeah. How can you avoid it, right? That's where all the money is coming in from.
Well, that, and I think there is also this issue that's being raised by Lai Fizal, who says, the phone I'm using is made in China. The new Proton SUV I wish I could afford, made in China. Most of my possessions are made in China. We're all pro-China, even if we don't realize or care to admit it. Keep those thoughts coming. You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.